The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've just been talking about your baby shower slash farewell, Jules.
Yes, that's right. You decided yesterday you wanted to send me off in style.
Yes, we needed some kind of big party to celebrate your contribution to Power FM, to Ballarat, the audience who have, you know, been listening to you for the past 12 years, but to also celebrate this next big thing, having a baby, which is huge.
Yep.
One of the big issues with us having we decided we want to have a baby shower for you. We didn't really have a venue.
I love just how disorganised you are. You're like, yeah, I'm going to throw you a party. I have nothing to back me up.
But, you know, this is how I do things. And things just always work out in the end because we have received a call and we were just chatting briefly off air, but it's Elise from Hydrant who joins us. Elise, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So you might have a solution for our conundrum, which is a party without a venue.
Yes. A slight problem you had. I heard you on air yesterday, and we happen to have a nice outdoor area at the Hydrant Food Hall, which could possibly cater a beautiful breakfast for not only yourself and Jules, but perhaps some other guests as well.
That would be perfect.
Oh, that would be perfect. And by outdoor area, do you mean that brand new area where you've blocked off a little bit of Mackenzie Street and you've set up that big elaborate sort of seated area?
That's the area.
I love it. Oh, so good.
Oh, you know what's good about this? We've been looking, we've been getting, something Jules and I do every morning is get super excited when we look at the weather in the days ahead. And when you've got nice weather on the horizon, Friday is looking stunning, perfect for a little end-of-week outdoor brekkie at Hydrant. I'm loving the sound of this. How many people do you reckon roughly you could cater for?
Well, I think including yourselves, if we were looking towards 30, it'd be a beautiful little event to start summer, or just with the weather we're going to have.
Yeah, okay, so including ourselves, we'll probably, Jules and I are massive divas, we don't like doing any heavy lifting, so we probably have a couple support
staff. We'll need a team, yeah.
So I reckon...
Fair enough, Jules, you shouldn't be lifting.
No, that's right.
Thanks, Elise.
And I've got my hands full making sure Jules isn't lifting, so I shouldn't be lifting.
Sure, buddy.
Because I'm usually busy making sure Jules isn't lifting.
Yep. Right.
All right. So I think that leaves us with 20-ish, maybe 25 people that we can invite.
Yeah, that works really well. We've got some beautiful, we're part of the Summer Ballarat campaign at the moment. We've got a Hydrant smorgasbord, which is designed to share. So we could possibly put on some beautiful Hydrant smorgasbords.
Oh.
Different things for people to choose what they would like to have for breakfast. Coffee.
Yum.
What kind of things are we talking?
Oh, some egg and bacon sliders.
Yum.
Tapioca, perhaps some granola. The winning one is the cinnamon waffles with some chocolate dipping sauce.
Yum.
That sounds delicious.
That's how you sold me.
I feel like that's like dessert, brekkie dessert. Every brekkie should have a savoury portion and a dessert portion.
Three courses off one board.
That smorgasbord sounds amazing. Well, I look forward to that. I look forward to the party. I look forward to the weather, the day. It's going to be great.
All right, I'm feeling a lot more confident about this party now. When you said it yesterday, I'm like, this isn't going to happen. I'm like, great idea, buddy, but you've left it way too late.
Nah, the trick is, Jules, to have a little faith. And someone comes through on the end. Elise from Hydrant has done exactly that. Thank you so much, Elise.
You're very welcome.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.